In Chapter 11 of Mein Kampf, on Nation and Race, Hitler writes, "Just as little as nature desires a mating between weaker individuals and stronger ones, far less she desires the mixing of a higher race with a lower one." As in this case, her entire work of higher breeding, which has perhaps taken hundreds of thousands of years, would tumble at one blow. My interjection. During the February 16th radio show, and I have the audio file online on this page for this show, we gave thanks for Karl Popper's showing us the exact parallels between Plato's totalitarian philosophical legacy and fascist ideology. The only significant difference within it being, it seems to me, in the degree of manipulativeness or calculation in the motives of those who wield them. The difference being the calculation of rule, and Plato is the manifestation of that, versus the relative sincerity of those trapped in the cons of class, in the ideological tools provided by Plato, who then themselves become tools for power in its efforts to reshape the world in the image of Plato's Republic. Power has long used these ideological tools for misdirecting our anger at the indignities of class, the fury or despair so many of us feel at our gifts being ignored, unwanted, and trashed, diverting the rage away from them and onto other commoners. In Worse Than Slavery, David Oshinsky provides numerous examples, both of the unity of business and state in manipulating this rage and determined resistance against this intentional misdirection. And one of countless examples of the former is his chapter on Mississippi Governor James Vardaman, who, as Hitler later was to do, and it would be worth some more detailed discussion of the influence of the racism in this country on totalitarianisms elsewhere, other versions of it, who, as Hitler later was to do, campaigned as the champion of common whites. Quote, "Never before in the history of this Commonwealth," and this is Mr. Vardaman, governor, former, late, "never before in the history of this Commonwealth were its white people confronted with so grave a problem as that which confronts it today," he said. This is from Worse Than Slavery. Speaking in 1904, he was backed up by local media and the wealthy. Dr. Robert Shufeldt, a Southern Army officer, wrote that blacks were deteriorating morally every day. It is their nature. They cannot possibly rid themselves of that any more than skunks and polecats can cast away their abominable scent glands and the outrageous odor they emit, unquote. What unfolded was an orchestrated campaign after which the horror of lynchings increased. It became a family affair. Outings that whole families would attend to watch the brutal, ritualized torture, mutilation, and killing of other human beings.